This next story is about a mouse, a movie, and the quest to understand human consciousness. NPR's John Hamilton reports on a new project at the Allen Institute for Brain Science in Seattle.
The project is called the Allen Brain Observatory, and it gives anyone with an internet connection a close-up view of the mouse brain in action. Christoph Koch, the Institute's chief scientific officer, says he hopes the effort will help solve one of the great mysteries of human consciousness.
You look out at the world and there's a picture in your head. You see faces, you see your wife, you see something on TV. So how does that picture get into the head? That's a mystery of visual experience or any other experience.
There's no easy way to study the cells in a person's brain as it makes sense of visual information. So the Institute has been gathering huge amounts of data on mice. They have a visual system that is very similar to the one found in people. The data come from mice that run on a wheel while images appear on a screen in front of them. It's a lot like watching TV on a treadmill at the gym. But Koch says these mice have been genetically altered in a way that allows a computer to monitor the activity of about 18,000 neurons.
We can look at those neurons and from there decode what goes literally, what goes through the mind of the mouse while they're running past various visual stimuli, images, for example, photographic scenes or movies.
Movies including Orson Welles' film noir classic, Touch of Evil.
It's black and white, and it has nice contrast, and it has a long shot without having many interruptions.
The shot follows a couple through the streets of a Mexican border town. As a mouse watches the action, different cells light up depending on what's on the screen. For example, Koch says, certain brain cells fire when a mouse sees vertical lines.
There's one scene where the couple moves past a garage and there's a very strong edge, the edge of the house, of the building, and the cell in the mouse responds to that as well.
That's just one tiny part of the system that allows a mouse to create an internal map of its world. Other experiments show which brain cells fire when a mouse recognizes another animal, like a butterfly. Koch says that by making all of this data publicly available, scientists around the world can test their own ideas about the nature of perception and experience and even consciousness.
And we expect that they themselves will uncover things in our data that we never suspected because we didn't look, because we didn't ask the right question, because we don't necessarily know the right question to ask.
Koch says future versions of the observatory will explore other areas of the mouse brain, including those involved in making decisions. John Hamilton, NPR News.